Hello, everyone, and welcome to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz. I hope your week is off to a great start. And it's really great to share airtime with you on KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. We have two really great guests today. The first is Kim Howe, who is an accredited staging professional in the greater San Francisco area, and I'm very excited to interview her so that you can hear some of the latest ideas in real estate staging, preparing homes for sale, decorating ideas, etc. And then at the bottom of the hour, around 2:30, it is also my very great pleasure to interview Dick Kellett, who is with Builder Services in Windermere in Seattle in the Mukilteo area. And so it'll be really great to ask him questions about what are today's buyers looking for and what's the market doing in Seattle. Tell us everything that he can in 30 minutes about new construction. And Dick and I go way back. We've been friends a long time. And Kim has come into my life about a year ago, and really great to start off with her in a few minutes. First thing I want to do, though, is to set the tone for the show and for your week. I just got off an airplane flying from Seattle to Oakland. I've been up on Whidbey Island part of this last week, and I've gone back and forth between Seattle and Oakland twice this week, and both cities are doing great. The weather is fabulous in both places, so I'm sure you're out there enjoying the sun and hopefully not getting too sunburned. When I walked in my office just about 10 minutes ago in Concord, California on Clayton Road, I see that everything here is looking really well, and traffic was pretty reasonable. And on my desk, it says, everything is possible. And I framed that a couple of years back. And the longer I live, the more I really, really understand and believe that everything is possible. If you can think it, you can dream it. If you can dream it, you can make it happen. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the ability to even think about it and conceive it. I was thinking this morning when I, you know, you hear a phrase and you hear it in a different way. And there was a big billboard on the way to the SeaTac airport on I-5 in Seattle, and it says, every problem has an opportunity in it. And I was thinking, you know, we're used to doing that when we think about, you know, let's say there's can't keep your coffee warm, so then they invent this, you know, there's a problem there, but there's an opportunity. They invent this thing that keeps your coffee warm while you're driving. And that's just one example out of millions. And then I really realized, though, that that also talks about life, because every problem, there's an opportunity. And you hear entrepreneurs and really creative people that express themselves a lot, because everybody's creative, they'll say, you know, I should invent that, because we need something to keep the coffee warm, or we need something so I can listen to my phone better. And that's how new inventions are made. And I thought, you know, we should take the same attitude and apply it to our life when a problem comes along and say, wait a minute, there's an opportunity here, and I can create some good out of whatever maybe problem or mess I'm in. So it just gave me a new way to look at the same idea. And you can hear something 1,000 times, and all of a sudden, you see it or hear it again, and all of a sudden, it comes at you in a new way. So think about that. Everything is possible, and inside every challenge is an opportunity. And Eric, how are you this week? Are you there?
I'm doing really well, Barb. I was about 2 feet away from the microphone when you asked me, though. I'm in the finishing stages of getting my first house, so I'm very excited.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I got an email that Linda had helped you, and you found a new place. And mm-hmm. What town is it in?
It's in Tacoma.
All right,
where
man.
Where I live now, and that's where I was looking, so I was very happy to find a place. Yeah.
Good. That is so cool. Well, Eric is our in-house producer, and it's really great to have your help. I just thank the world of you, and I appreciate how you just step up to the plate and make it happen every week.
Well, it was great to have your help, because you're the one that actually put me in touch with my real estate agent, Linda, who was a graduate of one of your courses. And so, you know, I knew I could trust her.
Well, that's wonderful. The circle comes around.
Absolutely.
It really does. And she is a great lady. And I meet so many wonderful people in my accredited staging professional courses. And Do we have our guest, Kim, on the line?
We do not yet, but we will hear momentarily.
Okay, well, no challenge. Just let me know when she's on the line, because meanwhile, let me interview you a little bit about the process. Now, you have secured the property by writing the purchase and sale agreement, but it hasn't closed yet. Is that right?
That's correct.
So you're in this interim where it's yours and then legally not yet, but it won't be long. So when is your closing?
I believe it's around the 20th.
Of this month?
Yes.
I can't believe we're in August already. Can you?
I know. It just travels so fast.
Well, how does the experience feel of buying your first home?
It's very exciting, but it's also a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, there's a lot of details that you really don't think about. I mean, when you go to buy pretty much anything else, you just say, oh, I'm going to buy that, and here's the money. Thank you.
That's right.
But with a house, there's so much more to it. You know, there's the inspection. You got to get the mortgage. There's the appraiser gets involved and says if the place is worth, you know, the bank giving you the money to buy it. There's all these things that are involved that you know, aren't there with other purchases. So it's a little bit you know, for the first time, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but you know, also very, very exciting. So
well, it is very exciting, and you stated all that so well, because those are the steps that we all go through. And I just closed on a new place on Whidbey Island, and last year, you know, we had sold our house, so to speak, on the island, and moved to the Bay Area to start a new office here. And then last year, we purchased what I like to call the cottage, and I really love it. It's just a precious place, and we're going to be renting that out. So any listeners that are looking for a rental on Whidbey Island full-time, let me know. It's all white. It's just beautiful and has a view of the sound. However, we fell in love quite unexpectedly with a different place, and so we just closed on that a week ago. And so I know what you're saying, because even though I've sold around 2,000 houses now.
And bought quite a few, it sounds like.
Well, I have. I've bought quite a few, actually. And, you know, it still is the same. Those are the same feelings that you have, because each time it's a new experience. And you do. You have the inspection, and then there's some things that come back, and you can have a relationship with the seller, meaning the agents, that go really well, or maybe there are people that have some other issues going on in their life. You just never know, and the same's true with buyers, too. So it was really a blessing. We had a wonderful seller that I still haven't met them, but they were very, very, very much wanting to sell their property, and they're needed to be some things done, like a new septic tank put in. And then there were a lot of repairs in the property. And so you haven't gotten your home inspection yet, have you?
We just did it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So do you have the report?
Yes, I do.
So are there a few things?
There's a couple things, yeah.
Yeah, there's usually a few things. It's rare not to have a few things. And yet, sometimes it can be like 6 pages long, too.
Well, luckily it was only 1 page, so I guess that's a good sign.
That's a very good sign. So then back to the negotiation table a lot of times, especially if there's 5 or 6 pages. And that's why it's so important to have a great agent like Linda that you are working with, because the talent of the agents in the facilitating, that's what we really do as agents. We are facilitators.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't sell anything. You're buying what you want to live in.
Well, Barb, we got to facilitate a break
here. A commercial, I can feel it coming.
Yeah, we do have our first guest on the line.
Okay.
Do you want to bring her on before the break or right after?
Well, let me say a quick hi, and then we'll go to commercial break. Kim, are
okay, we've got Kim on the line now. So.
Okay, Kim, are you there?
I'm here, Barb.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice.
Yes,
How are you today?
Always.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. All of a sudden you went a bit soft, but I can hear you now.
Well, I can hear you too. It's like that commercial. Can you hear me now? And it's so great, because as I interview my radio guests, sometimes they'll say, well, I can't come to the studio. And I'll say, it's okay. We can have you phone in. And
I know.
Makes
it easy.
The miracle of radio and the telephone and computers and Eric's talent and your talent. And I'm going to give myself credit for saying I want you on the show.
Aww.
It's just great to have you on. And in
Aww,
just
thanks.
A second, we're going to go to commercial break. But I want to give you a big fanfare, and that is when everyone comes back from the break, it will be my joy to interview my first guest. And I've already introduced you on the air and said that you are in the greater East Bay area of California, San Francisco Bay Area, and that you are an accredited staging professional, and that you came into my life, Kim, about a year ago. Is that about right?
A little less than a year.
Because I feel like I've known you a long time.
I know.
And you are such a graceful lady, a very talented lady, a very caring lady, and I'm very proud of you as an accredited staging professional, ASP. And so when we come back from commercial break, it's going to be my treat and all of our listeners' treat to let me ask some questions of you and have them hear your answers. So
Great. Everyone
stay tuned. I'll be right back. This is Barb Schwarz with Positive Choice Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're listening today. And I'll be right back with my special guest, Kim Howe from Danville, California, East Bay. And you stay tuned and listen to this important announcement from our sponsor. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks for listening to my show, Staging Life with Barb. You know, your life is a stage, and you get to pick your own set. That's where you live. Actors, director, that's you. Producer, that's you, too, and there's a lot of critics out there. So stay positive in sometimes a negative world. It's really a joy for me to introduce to you Kim Huff, who's an accredited staging professional, ASP, in Danville, East Bay, San Francisco area and of California. And I met her not quite a year ago as she took my accredited staging professional course. So, Kim, we have a lot to talk about in about 15 minutes.
Oh, that sounds good. I can do it.
We'll just pack it full. Tell everybody what you've been doing. Who have you heard from lately? What is the good news you're hearing these days?
Well, Barb, I just got off the phone 3 minutes. It's perfect timing. Just 3 minutes ago with a wonderful new agent that I'm working with out of the Richmond area, and her name's Elaine Triplett, and she just called me right before I got on the phone with you to tell me that the vacant home that I did for her just a little over a week ago that wasn't selling prior to being staged got six offers the next day after I staged it and went way over the asking price, and she just got off the phone with her clients, and they're gleeful and just overjoyed, and she's so excited that she got me all excited for them as well. So that was really fun, and that was about 3 minutes ago.
That is so cool.
It's normal. This
is
what happens.
Cool.
It's great.
That's what we do this for.
What?
That's what we do this for.
It is. It really is. Our clients just, I've said it many times, that we put them, you know, they're in tears sometimes when they see their house after we're done, and they're so happy after they get all these offers, and they get so much more money than I thought they were, and, you know, I've never had an unhappy client. They're always just, we just bring so much joy to them. It's just, it's pure joy.
It really is. It's the most wonderful profession because it's such a happy business, and you get to use all of your creative ability. Every situation is different, and you get to put the magic to work, I call it, and the end result really is how the client feels. And for all of us that are listening, and some for the first time, we are talking about the staging industry that I first started in 1972 in Bellevue, Washington, which is where I invented, and that's the home of staging. And down in the Bay Area, Kim, you've had your business actually less than a year.
Yes, it's been less than a year. It's been about 8 months.
And you are going great guns.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable.
You told me the other day, 24/7.
Yeah, it is. It's 24/7. You know, you can do as much as you want or as little as you want, as you always say, Barb. And I want a lot. And I've been really growing the business and following my business plan. And it's just there's enough business out there just to, if you go for it, it just happens because we have nothing but positive results. That's the key.
Well, we love that on Positive Choice Talk Radio, too.
Yes, too.
You know, part of this to me is your talent and also the skill. I do believe totally in our course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so great to have you take the accredited staging professional course with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to acknowledge your attitude because you just don't let anything get in your way. And I know you said you took some time to set your business up originally. Tell everybody about that.
Well, I've been in the corporate world for about 22 years, and I've worked for some pretty big companies and some small companies, and I've always been in marketing, and pretty much that's what I do now, in my opinion, I've just gone from doing a wine label on a shelf to a very big package, a house on a street, where there's competition and critics, as you say, et cetera. And so I took the same skills that I had for the last 22 years, being successful in my marketing career for consumer products, and I brought it to my small business. And so I laid the groundwork, and I did my business plan, and I gave myself 3 months of putting together my website, my marketing literature, my presentations, et cetera. And I really went out and developed my inventory and looked at the marketplace. And then I launched it. And I followed, you know, the steps that you give us in the course and all the other wonderful things that come with that course. And I added it to my business side and put it together to create the business. And it seems to be, knock on wood, so far really working.
Well, so, it's going to stay that way, too. We have the joy of featuring you as you appear on the home page of stagedhomes.com, and we're receiving around 1 million hits a month.
Mm-hmm.
And in case any of the listeners have not gone to stagedhomes.com, that's S-T-A-G-E-D, staged homes, H-O-M-E-S.com, and all you have to do is type in K-Y-M, and you will find Kim. Because I think you're the only one on the site that spells your name K-Y-M. And she is an accredited staging professional. She has a beautiful feature page that she's done, as well as, of course, her website, which you can link to from stagedhomes.com. Mm-hmm. And so you're out there really making it happen. And what's your favorite thing, would you say, about staging? If you could, I know there's many, many, but if you could only pick one thing, what would it be?
That would be difficult. I do believe it really is the clients. It's going into a situation when sometimes they're under duress and sometimes they don't really want to leave their home if they're older clients, et cetera. And it's my job to go in there and make them feel really good about what I'm doing and working with their wonderful agent and then actually transforming their homes. And, you know, we use what they have. And I have some wonderful crafts that I bring in and things, but we use their furnishings, which sometimes are very dated, and we transform them. And we give them a beautiful place to live and to show, you know, they have their neighbors coming into their homes during this time. And so they feel really good about where they're living and the whole experience that can be quite stressful at times. And you know, doing that, you know, on a daily basis, you know, we go out every day. And, you know, it's just nothing but good feelings. It really is. We just create beauty, and we really do it for our clients to make money for them, which is key, and to make them feel good. And that's really the best part.
That is so wonderful. And I love your enthusiasm and your passion for it. And I did go into stagedhomes.com, and I did type K-Y-M in, and you are the Kim the whole stagedhomes.com family. And I want to ask you, too, to post some of your houses that you've staged on, because you do such great work.
Mm.
And your feature page is beautiful, and I'm going to ask you to go in and post some of those properties. Would you
do that for me?
I
have quite a few to do that with, and I've been working with Chris on getting that up and running. And I'm not as good at making the pictures as small as I needed to do, but now I know. So I have quite a few that I want to put on there, because I have some great before and afters to share.
Great.
And
so we're talking about the part of the site, everyone listening, that is staged properties or are staged properties for sale. And so Kim is sharing that Chris, one of our staff, who we have such a great staff at stagedhomes.com, she's helping you put some of those on. Is that right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
She's helping you put some of those on, is
that
right?
She is. She's helping me. We've been going back and forth on email, and I have quite a few, and she's helping me with the details of some computer. There's some computer things that I don't know.
Good.
So she's helping me this week, and they'll be on there by the end of the week.
All right, under your stage properties.
You have great staff. They're always so helpful.
Under your stage properties, right?
Yes. That's
awesome.
What I'm going to be putting
awesome.
In.
You know, you were visiting with me the other day, and it's such a joy to get to know you, and you had said that you really have a whole new life, and time goes so quickly on the show, and I want your help to tell everybody about your move, et cetera, because, you know, life has a way of weaving through different challenges, obstacles, and then also many blessings. And so tell everybody, what do you mean by the fact that not only do you have a new business, you have a whole new life?
Well, I met my husband a few years ago, and he lived quite a far away from where I lived. I lived in Santa Rosa, and for your listeners that aren't from here, that's northern part of San Francisco Bay Area. And he lived in Central Valley, which was about 4 hours away from my home. And when we decided to get married about a year and a half ago, we pretty much opened the map and kind of just went here. And it was right in the middle of our two homes. And we didn't know anything about Danville, but we literally went out. And in one day, we saw a house, we bought it, and we moved. And we did it over a six-course thing. And then
girl,
I started new business. So we really just kind of just jumped in.
That is so cool. Eric, our in-house producer, has just bought his first property, and so I know he'll relate to that, too. And and so then you have a daughter, right?
I do, Alexandra, and she's going to be 9 in a couple weeks.
And then you have a new son. Because your husband's son, is that right?
Yes, Colin is 16, and he lives with us here in Danville. Mm-hmm.
So you have a new city,
uh-huh.
New husband.
Mm-hmm.
Your children are with you, which is wonderful, and his son, which mm-hmm. is now together.
Yep.
And then your brand new business and all of these agents and clients that are really loving, I know, your work. And it's just such a joy to hear, again, your enthusiasm and your spirit. Give one staging idea out of this last property that you can think of that you did. Any room. Think of the living room or the kitchen or
mm-hmm.
something that came to you that you could share with us, or any house, something that lately you were so excited of the idea that came to you.
Well, when I did my scope out of the house and took all my pictures before I went in and was putting together my bed, I went out into the backyard, which was kind of neglected and didn't really have much out there, and I spotted this beautiful wilted lemon tree that was in the corner and kind of sad, and it was just full of lemons. And so I went over and asked the owners, and they let me pick a big bushel of them, and I brought them inside, and I happen to have in my inventory, I have a pretty vast inventory, a collection of blue and yellow plates that have lemons on them. And this house was very dark and kind of sad, and so I really wanted to bring brightness into it and make it happy because I wanted to attract really great buyers. And so I brought the lemons in, and I did a whole blue and yellow theme with lemons in the kitchen, and I put a little sign up that said that these lemons were grown on the wonderful lemon tree in the backyard, and these could be yours too, basically, and did a little marketing twist on it, and did this whole fun and fresh kitchen. And when the owners walked into that house and they went to that kitchen, and I had to cut up a couple too for the smell, they were just so tickled that I went and took these, you know, lemons that I had asked them about already and brought them in and incorporated into their home that they really were touched by it. And it really made people respond just great because they all went out to see the tree. They all wanted to see this tree. They told me that the open house people were out in the backyard looking at the tree.
That
was a really nice thing.
Great.
You really need to take things, because we're here to show off the property. We're not here to show off our stuff.
Right.
So it was really, you know, just good to
right.
incorporate things from the property, and that was kind of fun.
Well, I love hearing that story. I can just picture that in my mind's eye. And what you said is so true. Many homes, the way we've lived in it is not the way we're going to sell it. And
mm-hmm.
so sometimes after we've lived there for a few years, it, maybe even some cases, 20 or 30 years, the house can look a little tired. And maybe they haven't bought some of the most recent furnishings, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that with staging and with the wonderful talent that you bring and our accredited staging professionals bring, we can take what's there and turn it around, and that's when the magic happens. I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, how does everyone get a hold of you by phone? What phone number can you share with us?
My direct line is
925-212. 212-1833. 1833. That's
me.
And again, all you have to do, everyone, is go to stagedhomes.com, StagedHomes, stagedhomes.com. We're number one in the world in home staging. And type in where it says ASP directory. Type in KYM for Kim Huff, and she will appear before you. And then you click on her featured page and her website link and her email address, and you can email her, you can call her, and it's just such a joy having you on the show, and I just really thank you for your spirit and for the passion that you have. You just light me up.
You do the same for us, Barb. It's great.
Well,
I love being
you.
An ASP.
And I feel blessed to have you in my life, and thanks
aww.
For sharing time with all of our listeners, and And, you know, somebody could be listening in Seattle and they say, well, we don't have a lemon tree here. And they could do the same thing by going to a store like Joann's or Michael's and buying the silk, we'll call it silk,
absolutely.
Lemons with the blue and white plates or the pink and adding that spark. And it can really light up the corner. So the idea, whether they're real or not, really works.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you, sweetie. You have a great day.
Thanks. I will, Barb. Thanks.
And I'll be seeing you soon. And everyone, we're going to be going to commercial break. Special thanks to our special guest, Kim Huff. And she's in Danville, California, East Bay. You can find her on stagetomes.com. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio on 1150 a.m. on the dial. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with my special guest, Nick Kellett with Windermere Real Estate in Seattle. You keep listening. We're glad you're here. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to Staging Life with Barb on KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're listening, and we want to start your week off in the right way, and I hope your day is already going really well. I just got off an airplane from Seattle and flew into Oakland, and I've been up on Whidbey Island this week. We bought a new little place, and I was making some changes and, you know, staging the bathroom and getting some little curtains up. And on the phone right now is a very special friend as well as my special guest, and that is Dick Kellett with Windermere Real Estate. Dick, how are you?
I am terrific.
Well, you always are terrific.
And I'm so excited about your new house on Whidbey Island.
Thank you. I've been sleeping in a sleeping bag on the hardwood floors and listening to the waves at night, because these ships come through, like these huge cruise ships that you've seen, and they make these big waves. And I noticed where we bought, there's no tide. It always stays high. I don't know how that could be. How could we not have a tide?
Well, what a problem to try to fall asleep with crashing waves.
It's so great. It's just so beautiful with the moon up. And I've just been having a ball, and we go back up next Friday. And we're going to bring the dogs with us, Stager, our little Yorkie, for those listening, and Sophie, our white lab. And I just learned that Dick has volunteered to help us move. So we have a home in the Bay Area, because I don't want anybody in the Bay Area thinking we're leaving. And then we have our place up in Whidbey, where we go when I teach in Seattle. So we have two places. And this call, though, is not about me. It's about you, because we have Dick patched in. And tell everybody the office you're with at Windermere.
I'm affiliated with Windermere North, which is located in Linwood, Washington.
How long have you been with Windermere?
Well, I think it was back in 91, it seems to me, that I left the previous real estate company and made the move over, and Dick Wood, who's still the broker and owner, created a little office for me. There was a remodeling going on, and he said, whatever you do, just move in and I'll stay out of the way.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what a blessing. Well, now tell everybody your specialty.
Well, my specialty is new construction. And I've been doing it ever since I can remember. I started really in Sun Valley, Idaho, way back, probably when I was about, I don't know, in my early 20s.
I was going to say when you were 12.
When I was 12. And when I moved back to the Seattle area, I just found myself immersed in the same kind of business. And So I represent builders.
Yeah.
I find land for these builders. We develop the lots. I help them design the houses, the marketing plan, and I'm with the builder the whole way through.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but you know, it's just something that I love to do, and I've been doing it for over 35, maybe almost 40 years.
That's a long time. Tell me what, you know, and by the way, do you hear some strange voices?
I do. There's some kind of back talk here.
Yeah, I'm sure that Eric, our producer in-house, will work on that. I was thinking maybe there's some ghosts that are after you.
Yeah, some some old builders.
Yes, really.
Yeah.
Circling around. That's kind of what I was thinking. They're calling, Dick, Kelly, come help me, come help me. Now, tell me the changes you've seen in the last 10 years in new construction, or even the last 5 years.
Oh, gosh, there's just been a tremendous amount of change. And I think I think the biggest change which is coming around is probably from the Growth Management Act that was passed here several years ago, and the intent of that was to try to control urban sprawl out into the countryside, and essentially some legislation was put into place that created smaller lots, and it made the builder really develop the land closer into utilities, bus lines. The idea was to fully develop everything that was possible with the infrastructure that was closest, and where we used to have the larger country-style lots, we are now faced with maybe six lots to the acre, six homes to the acre, versus previously it was maybe three.
Wow.
So what's really been interesting is to watch this evolve. And so a lot of the homes are on much smaller lots, and the design of the homes, of course, is impacted. It's much more of a challenge to design a new home that's only, 40 feet wide or even 30 feet wide. So, and then meanwhile, of course, costs of production, cost of materials, labor, everything has certainly gone up. And so the prices certainly have not gone down either. So we're looking at smaller lots, to some extent smaller homes, and much higher prices. So it's always a challenge out there.
Well, one of the things that does surprise me, in addition to everything you just said, which it's really important as consumers, I think, that knowledge is shared, and that when someone does look for a new house, that they work with someone like you who has the background and the depth of the knowledge. And one of the things that surprised me is that I thought we would see smaller and smaller houses, but some of these lots that are so small, they're still building these huge houses on them.
Absolutely, they are. What they've done is they've allowed more of the lot to be used for square footage of the house. We're building still some 3,000 square foot houses, maybe a 6,000 square foot lot.
That's incredible.
So
it's incredible to me. And most of those are two-story, right?
Most of those are two-story. And the challenge is to make the design still work. People, when they're buying a new house, they still are after a three-car garage and plenty of bathrooms. They want bonus rooms. They want game rooms. So, they have a lot of things to fulfill in moving up to, this newer home.
Tell me and all of our listeners, what price range do you see these days of the houses that are selling, which most of them are, in new construction, if we were to average it out? And I know that's hard because it's all over the board, but what is average new construction in price ranges, let's say in the medium income these days?
Well, maybe a way that I can bracket that is, at least for my in my territory, which is South Snohomish County and a little bit of North King County, we're looking at the first selection, the first bracket of home, which would be maybe a smaller home that's 2,000 to 2,500 square feet. We're going to be in the, the 350 price range, below that and above that a little bit. Then you go to maybe 2,800 to 3,000 square feet. And all this, of course, depends on location, but
right.
You get into the 400 to 475 price point. And then for the largest homes that are the most deluxe and maybe they have maybe a little bit larger lot or home site, you know, you're over 500, it seems without any without a blink of an eye, I guess. And so the breaking 500,000 and getting up into the 550 to, you know, just shy of 600 is probably the next bracket or the higher bracket. And so I suppose your market flow would make sense, fast, medium, and a little bit slower, of course, for the higher end, because
right.
There's fewer buyers that can afford that.
Well, it's interesting because the Bay Area, from everything I can see going back and forth from the two places that we have, still is higher than that. I mean, to come in at an entry level, you're looking at probably 600,000, and medium would be 7 to 9, and then you're definitely over a million for anything probably over 3,200 square feet. And again, they're huge houses on really little teeny lots, backed up against a freeway in the middle of, you know, I don't want to say pastures, but in some cases it's like that. And they're just running out of land, and so keep going farther and farther out, which is the same thing in Seattle. And so between the two cities, you're still getting more house buying in the Seattle area. We went into shock when we moved here because something that someone up there might call a DUMP dump would be, you know, 700,000 in the Bay Area. So it really is shocking to Seattle people, and I've sold houses there, you know, so did you when they were in the 80,000 mark, way back when. And so it's so interesting to see the prices go up, and yet still there are places that are higher. And I think Eric is probably pulling on my ear saying...
Oh, it is time for a break.
Another break. See, I could just feel him.
You're
okay,
psychic.
I have something
psychic.
I want to say about this.
So,
Dick, get me back on.
You just say...
Okay, well, looks like we just had Dick drop off, but we'll get him back on during the break, okay?
Are you there?
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll get it all sorted here.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and we are using the magic of technology today. We have Dick Kellett, who's in the Seattle North area. I'm currently in Oakland, actually in, East Bay area. And we have a special caller that's called in. He has a question, and so we're going to...
Yeah, we have Kirk on the line.
We have Kirk on the line, and I said he was a special caller, too. This is my dear husband. How are you, husband?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, we get to talk by phone.
All right. I had a question for Mr. Kellett. Is he there?
Oh, he is. Now, he's listening, but we can't three at the same time, so... You're going to ask your question, and then we're going to let him answer it. So I want to know, first of all, how your day is going.
Great.
Good, because I've barely seen you. I just got off an airplane, and you've been here in the Bay Area. Well, I've been up on Whidbey Island. And so what is your question, Mr. Kirk Bohr, for Mr. Dick Kellett?
Well, Mr. Kellett, I understand that you're learning how to ski, and I was just wondering how the skiing was at Whistler.
Oh, well, I can hardly wait to hear his answer. So, Eric, have we on?
Okay, so now we have Dick back on, and hopefully he heard the question about the skiing.
Did you hear the question, Mr. Kellett?
I did hear the question. I'm wondering what it has to do with staged homes, but of course I'll try to make that all work. To answer your question, Kirk, the skiing was outstanding, probably the best spring skiing that I've had in a number of years. I wish you had been there because I would have skied your legs off.
So you have been up at Whistler?
Well, yes. I assume that Kirk was asking me about last spring when he was invited to go along, was unavailable, and I simply had to go without him.
Well, I know that he was curious because he said you're a beginner. And so he wanted to know how your training was coming.
I know. I find that hilarious in that I taught him everything that he knows about skiing. and I always have to wait for him.
Yes, there you go. And Eric, you're there in the studio. You have to. I want to bring you up to date that Dick Kellett is one of the best skiers I've ever seen. And he still scares me because there are these things called trees, and they don't move. And,
that's right.
And all of us that know Dick lovingly call him Kellett by his last name. And Kellett will take on the biggest of trees and the biggest of snowdrifts and powder, etc. And so my husband, Kirk Bohr, and Dick Kellett were fraternity brothers. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
And I think this place was like Animal House. And yet everybody ended up being in a doctor or attorney or running a company or, in this case, Mr. Dick Kellett, the pro of Windermere and new construction. And before time escapes us, please, would you give everyone your phone number in the Seattle area for those that might want to know about new homes in the North Seattle area? And let's name the towns, the cities that you work in.
Yes. The towns and communities that I find myself working in most of the time would be Bothell, Canyon Park, Mill Creek, Linwood, Briar, Mount Lake Terrace, and Mukilteo. A little bit of Everett. Throw that in, too, because, I have two projects in Everett as we speak.
And Mukilteo as well.
And I even do a few small odd lots. I've got a brand new view home in Old Mukilteo that's just now under construction and will be going on the market on Wednesday.
Wow, what's the price going to be on that?
Believe it or not, it's going to be 3,100 square feet, four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, kind of a Seattle bungalow style, if you can picture that.
Right.
With a view of the ferry. It's like a front row view in Old Town, Mill Creek, which is 2nd Street. And it's just going to be a wonderful house with a big deck.
And what's the price?
Like I say, that'll go on the market on Wednesday. I'm very excited about that one.
Can you tell me the price?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
That's all right. I just keep asking.
$649.
Yes. Now, that would be a steal in the Bay Area with that view.
It'd be a million-dollar house, I'm sure.
Oh,
maybe
it'd be
more.
$1.5 million in the Bay Area. And so with that ferry view, which is such one of my favorite views because I love my home in the Northwest, that is a great price. And you said it's on 2nd Street?
Yes, it's on 2nd Street, 1110 2nd Street. And it's fully framed. The windows are in. They're starting the siding tomorrow.
Fabulous. When will that be ready for move-in approximately?
You know, I'm hoping that would be ready for occupancy around November 1st, maybe November 15th. It depends on selections because, you know, we're going to do a granite counter surface in the kitchen, and people oftentimes will want to make, you know, selections of colors and textures. So,
right.
But around November.
Who's the builder on that?
It's Steve Edwards, also known as Abode Limited.
Oh, good.
And I've represented him for, the last 6 to maybe 7 years on other projects. Very, very good builder.
Well, how do you find your land these days?
That's the hardest part of the whole puzzle. It takes a lot of legwork, and it takes an enormous amount of time to bring a raw piece of ground into a stage of development where it's ready for.
We have just a minute.
A building permit.
Okay.
So we could save that for the next
talk
show.
We'll save that for Chapter 2.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a pleasure for me as your friend and also as an associate broker because we've, you know, both shared many real estate stories through the years, and as one of your number one fan, I'm one of your fans, just really appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much, Dick.
Barb, you are so kind, and tell Kirk that I'm available to help him move into the new house. He's already invited me to do this.
Now, let's quickly give everybody your phone number.
206-
206.
909.
909.
3130.
3130. And, Dick, it's just been a pleasure, and thank you so much, and I'll see you in about a week.
Okay.
And everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in to Staging Life with Barb. It's my joy to start the week off with you every week. And remember, everything is possible. If you can think it, you can create it. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks for listening.